What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Salty Huntsman podcast. I'm your host, Justin Taylor. Yeah, so I pissed off a lot of people this last week on the old Instagram. That was pretty interesting. I kind of knew it would happen, though, anyways, but honestly, I didn't really give a fuck. It was kind of funny, you know, just to see, because I posted, It said, like, you know, if you're hunting to fill the freezer, then why are you trying to monetize it? And, man, there were a lot of, I got called, like, a liberal, I got called a snowflake, I got called a fucking dumbass, like, all kinds of shit. Like, people were coming out and just being mean as hell about it. I don't know. It's funny, though. I really don't care. It doesn't bother me. Trust me. I went through boot camp in 2009 at MCRD San Diego, you know, Marine Corps boot camp. And that was just 3 months of getting screamed at nonstop and called the worst things in the world. And then after that, you go to School of Infantry for like 2 months in SOI West, which is in California, Camp Pendleton. And the SOI instructors are even worse than the drill instructors were. Because back then, like, the SOI instructors could put their fucking hands on you. And they'd drop kick you, choke you out, like, do all kinds of shit. And, like, I know people are going to say, like, they won't do that to me. I'd fuck them up. Bullshit. Bull fucking shit, dude. Those guys were fucking studs. Like, I had never seen specimens of human beings like that in my life. Furthermore, after you get on with SOI West, then you go to your unit, and you think you're like, man, you're like, damn, I made it. I made it to my fucking unit. Like, I'm big shit. No one can tell me what to do now. Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, like, my name for the first year, like, being a boot before, like, deployment and stuff like that was bitch. It'd be like, hey, bitch. Come here, bitch. Hey, bitch. And I knew. I was like, that's my fucking name. Not that I am a bitch, but it's just, dude, that's just how it goes, man. That's the Marine Corps for you. That's how the Marine Corps used to be. I don't know how it is now. But, you know, everybody had a name. Like, everybody had a fucking name. I wasn't the only one. Trust me. Everybody, dude, everybody was getting fucked up. Like, you were the scum of the earth for, like, your whole, like, probably, I'd say, man, I'd say probably, like, your first 18 months in the Marines, at least, like, Marine infantry. You were scum of the scum, man. And then after that, after you became like a senior Lance Corporal and you came back from your first deployment, you weren't so scummy, but you were still scum. You just weren't scum of the earth. You were scum. All right. So trust me, like, I've been called everything in the fucking book. I don't fucking care. But the thing about it, like, the majority of the people that got pissed off about it were all the, like, YouTubers. And, yeah, I guarantee you that's exactly who I was targeting and talking to. But a lot of people don't understand that, like, all right, so I don't know how I'm going to describe this. But, all right, so check it out. So, obviously, there is a huge influx of people that, you know, they might say that hunter numbers are down, but I call it bullshit. But it might also be that there are more of the same people hunting more and going other places and stuff like that to hunt. And the crazy thing about it is, like, so I had a conversation with my one of my buddies, and he was like, I was telling him just some of the things that I've heard, keeping my ear to the ground on how some of these, like, outdoor brands or whatever get started and shit like that. And, like, he couldn't believe me that, you know, some people literally will go max their credit cards out to, you know, to be, like, YouTube famous in the hunting world and stuff like that. They'll mortgage their home again, you know. They will put things up for collateral. And he's like, dude, no fucking way. And I'm like, bro, I swear to fucking God, I have listened to people talk about certain things. And, like, you got to know that, you know, like, There's no way you're like, really going to go to a bank and be like, all right, man, check it out. Yes, this is my idea for this YouTube channel that I want to start. So give me $250,000. The bank's going to be like, no. The bank's going to be like, what do you have? You have a home? And they're like, oh, yeah, I have a home. They're like, do you have equity on your home? Yeah. They're like, okay, well, we'll just, You know, we'll just give you money for the equity on your home. I mean, right? But, you know, it, obviously there's more to it than that, right? But that's just like layman's terms, like simple version of it all, right? So my thing is, though, is like, the thing about it is, like, a lot of times, and you also want to hear, like, these guys be like, I have a kid, I have six kids and a wife and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, bro, you're literally putting your whole family's life at jeopardy so you can go shoot 12 turkeys in a year. You and your buddies each can shoot 12 in a year and then have your stupid little podcast about how, man, this is how we reek turkeys here. This is how we do this here. And it's just like, all right, like, it's gone too far, you know. But what I am proud of, though, is that when you do see some of these social media meme pages, entities that make fun of these farmers, not farmers, make some, I don't know why I have farming on my mind today. You see them making fun of some of these, like, wannabe YouTube, Insta guys and stuff like that. And there's a lot of people that aren't with it, you know, that aren't with, like, what they're doing as far as, like, killing for content and shit like that. I know Copperplate Sixes is, like, running this, like, KFC campaign, like, kill for content. And I really enjoy that. That's actually fucking hilarious to me. Man, it's just, I don't know how to describe it. I really enjoy that people are sticking up and saying, like, yo, this isn't cool. This isn't what we want. But unfortunately, I would say, like, the majority still does want that type of content. And it's sad. But I think that it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. I definitely think that we're going to have, you know, like I said before, like, I just think that turkey tags are going to drop down to one tag per state, and a lot of states are going to go to a lottery type draw. And then that'll pretty much shut that down right there as far as being able to kill as much as you want. And with the way that the states want money, it might be that way for a very, very long time until, you know, turkey hunting just doesn't, it goes back to how it was back in the early 2000s and even like 2010 around that, how it really wasn't that popular, you know, but the past like 5 or 6 years has definitely been gaining a lot of traction. You know, and I think next is probably going to be like whitetail. They're probably next on the list because the abundance of them. There are a lot of whitetail out there, especially in the South. There's a lot more whitetail. And I just believe that a lot of, like, the wannabe YouTube famous people are going to focus more or less on the South. I don't really think they're going to hit, like, northern places too much. I think a lot of, like, small-timey people are going to ruin that for themselves. Like, it'll mostly be local guys that ruin it for you if that's what's going to happen. At least I know that's how it's going to be up here. Like, nobody's going to travel to upstate New York to want to shoot, you know, something that's not here. I mean, you know, I'll be, like, I'm very transparent. Like, my whole goal this year is to shoot. And this is going to sound crazy to a lot of people, but it's honestly to shoot a buck that's around 110 inches. That's not easy up here. It's a challenge. It's something to be proud of if you can get a deer over 110 inches in upstate New York. You know, if someone doesn't recognize that, then they're a clown, you know. Obviously, they live in an area where it's a target-rich environment, and they can grow bigger deer, you know. I grew up in Southwest Michigan where we don't have, like, monsters, but I can guarantee you that, you know, well, obviously, just speaking from my father alone, like, I haven't killed any deer like he has, but his biggest buck was, like, 154. It's pretty nice. It's a pretty nice buck. And I don't think, you know, I think a lot of people would say, like, yeah, it's a good deer, especially for Southwest Michigan, but I think that that place can grow a lot bigger deer if everybody got on the same page, just like I'm trying to do with this podcast, you know, just get everyone on the same page. I certainly do believe that throughout the whole United States that everybody, every year, if you do this properly, you should be able to shoot at least 120-inch whitetail. 120-inch eight. I truly do believe that. Like, people can tell me that I'm full of shit, or other people could be like, yeah, no shit, dude. We have, like, fucking 12 of them out back right now. Like, yeah, I know. That's great. That's just where you live at, you know? But, like, the whole point of this is basically, you know, it's just to get people all on the same page, and, like, I'm just advocating for better hunting all the way around, You know, of course, everybody wants to shoot a turkey every year. Yeah. Like, I don't see the problem in shooting one or two turkeys a year. Like, I don't really see a huge problem with that. But the problem that I have is when you go shoot 12, 14, 16 in a year in the name of filling your fucking freezer. It doesn't make any fucking sense to me. Right? That's just stupid. And you're being selfish. You're being greedy. And you're doing it just for your YouTube channel that nobody really gives a shit about. Yeah, you know, and back on, like, you know, I also really big into trapping. I love trapping, and I'm definitely going to step it up this year after I'm out of the military officially. But, sorry about that, it's computer there. But, yeah, you know, a lot of guys love shooting turkeys. Shoot them in the face. But you don't see a lot of guys trapping raccoons and possums and foxes and nest raiders and shit like that. Like, why isn't trapping that cool? First off, like, you actually have to put the fucking work in if you're going to trap. Like, you just can't be like, well, grab my gun, got my orange on, gonna go sit. All right. No, dude, like, when you're trapping, man, you're constantly, like, getting out of the truck, checking traps. Oh, if your trap got sprung, you got to reset it, remake the set, and you got to make good sets. You can't put shit down, or you're not going to catch anything, you know? That's why, and also, there's no... You really can't glamorize trapping, you know. You really can't make it super eventful. I mean, it is very eventful. Like, I truly enjoy trapping. I advocate for trapping hugely because I feel like trapping, during trapping season, man, it's like Christmas every morning when you wake up because you never know what you're going to have in your traps. And there's also problems in the trapping community as well, you know, like, when you start getting in the realm of trapping, you start dealing with a lot of people who don't really understand that some of the pictures that they post are not good for trapping. Like, it's okay to show off your catches and shit like that, but I strongly encourage people, like, bro, don't put that on social media. That is not a good thing to have. I've seen a lot of videos of dudes with animals and their catch poles, and they're just like dragging them around. I'm like, bro, why do you have that on here, man? That's not good. That's not good for the community. And you try to explain it to them, and they're like, I ain't changing for no one. Fuck you, motherfucker, PETA. And I'm like, dude, I'm not PETA. I'm on your side. You're just too ignorant to realize that. And I think that's the way with a lot of people. Like, I truly believe that anything that you do in the outdoors, you don't have to kill a bunch of shit to create content for it. Like, I don't believe that at all. And if you want to kill the most shit, I think becoming a trapper, honestly. But the scary end on that spectrum, though, too, is, like, if these YouTubers get into trapping really hardcore, muskrats are very fragile, and you could go into an area, trap them all out, and they'll never come back. You know, so that's scary. There's also other types of animals you can do that, too, as well. But it definitely, you know, I don't understand why people chase the fame and they think they're going to be like some millionaire dude just from the YouTube shit. Like, I mean, hunting, I looked it up earlier today. Hunting in 2022, hunting revenued or brought in $848 million, over $848 million. I believe it's $848 million. I'm close to it. So it's almost a $1 billion industry in 2022. I think for 2023, it's probably going to be a lot higher. It's crazy. Yeah, there's a lot of money there. And when you're talking numbers like that, people think that, oh, there's a seat at the table for me. But it's like, dude, you don't understand what's all going into those numbers, though. Like, what kind of sales are actually going into there, you know? excuse me. But, yeah, I mean, this whole thing is just getting out of hand, and everyone can agree. And I really like the traction. You know, it's not a cancel culture. It's not an anti-hunting movement from within itself. Because I think that's what a lot of people think when I talk about it. Like, I'm not anti-hunting. Obviously, I'm not anti-hunting. I'm going to go turkey hunting this next week. Like, but do I think it's ridiculous to go out of your state to shoot everything? Yeah. In the name of, like, you act like you're some professional bird caller or something when you're out there reaping turkeys, you know? It's not that fucking hard. Man, especially the guys that were talking shit to me about, like, killing, and I'm like, bro, really? Really? You're going to talk shit to somebody who's banged it out and staying in Afghanistan one of the most deadliest places on Earth at one time, which probably very, it's close to it still to this day, about killing and shit like that when you were too much of a fucking pussy to join your fucking self because you thought your wife or whatever would probably fucking leave you. Because, oh, boot camp, or if anybody talks like that to me, I'm going to punch him in the face. No, you're not, dude. I'm going to tell you that fucking right now. No, you're not. You're not going to punch your drill instructor in the face. Punch your drill instructor in the face, you're going to get your ass beat. Hands down. Don't care. I'm not saying these guys are like superhumans or anything like that, but I'm saying that there's more of them than there is of you, and they're going to jump you, and they're going to beat you up. Yeah. Don't care. You know, it's just like, it's like, why does it always have to be a dick measuring contest? You know, like, why? That's one thing I hate and I don't understand. And I can't stand when people are like that. Like, show some fucking grace, you know? Be smart about it. Does that make any sense? Like, it's really hard to explain. Yeah, guys, this is definitely going to be a short one this week. I'm just trying to get a lot of stuff going and getting ready to move here. Cleaning out a lot of stuff, get a lot of junk moving around. Still trying to get out of the Army. It's, you know, it's really hard. It's really hard to juggle all of this and still kind of like be maintained, like be solely focused on the podcast. Like, the podcast isn't going anywhere at all. It's just a lot of things are happening right now. Like, the transition out of the military is probably one of the biggest things that's going to happen in like a service member's life, whether they believe it or not. Because now, like, you're going from being, you know, kind of like, I don't want to say it this way, but kind of like indoctrinated to now you're like free. And they're like, here you go. Like, go be free. Like, thankfully, I have a really good plan and I have a solid foundation and I have people in my corner that are fucking awesome and good support system. And I'll be honest, if you're military and you listen to this, man, like, that's like, you know, that's what you need when you get out is, it's some solid, a solid foundation. Like, save your money before you get out. Figure out a plan. Try to stick to your plan as much as you can. Get your VA benefits squared away. Every tool that you have in your corner to help you be successful in the civilian world, I would totally recommend. Because I got out of the Marines in 2013. February of 2013, I exited the Marine Corps. I didn't have a plan. I had a little bit of money saved up, but there's this fucking evil person that I was dating, and she helped me spend all that money without any hesitation. And I was a dumb kid, didn't know what I was doing, had no plan, had no idea how the world worked or anything like that. And man, like 3 years and 4 months later, I found myself back in the military again. So I would recommend, you know, your best chance of survival out there is just be smart about it, have a plan, have a good support system. Definitely save some money. It's always good to have some money saved. But yeah, guys, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a pivotal point in my life. So don't think like any of this is going away or stuff like that. You know, and the crazy thing about it is like, I've been asking more and more people to be on this podcast, but everyone keeps declining it just because, you know, I think we're still in that whole like stigma thing. Like, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, so I don't want to do your show. But we have a really cool guest coming on this week, and his name is Caleb. He was in the Marines and then got out and joined the Army, kind of like what I did. But he's a recruiter out of Montana, and the dude's been hunting elk for like the past like 12 or 13 years or something like that. And he's been working hard for it. Finally got his first bull elk last year, and he tells a story about that. And it's super cool to listen to his story. I'm really proud of the guy. He worked really hard for it, and he definitely didn't give up. And that's, like, the dedication. And, those are the people that I like to talk to, that I enjoy talking to. I mean, like, he didn't grow up hunting. He didn't really grow up in a hunting family. But he tried something, and he did it because he wanted it to be tough, you know. And I can't knock a guy for that, you know. Absolutely awesome dude to talk to. He's getting after it. And I wish him all the best this year, elk hunting in Montana. I hope he gets the monster that he deserves, especially after a decade of, you know, trying his ass off. And he did get a pretty cool elk. I'll post a picture of that elk on the podcast page. But, yeah, guys, that's pretty much all I got this week. I hope you guys all enjoyed. Like I say, you know, all the time, and I know Like, thank you to the people that constantly share this podcast, that constantly talk to me, engage with me. I enjoy the conversations. I truly do. It's awesome. Sometimes if I don't reply, or if I look at it and I don't reply, I'm busy and I forget a lot of shit. I have fucking ADD hardcore. Yeah, guys, thanks to all the people who give it the reviews as well. I really do appreciate it. You know, this is definitely proven to be one of the more challenging things that I've done for social media, especially something it's such a hot topic to talk about, not killing a bunch of shit. Because people are like, you're a hunter, you should want to kill everything. It's not fucking true, and there's a lot of other people out there like that. And I'm glad that I'm putting the bug in people's ear. So thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. You know, like I say, if you want to be on this podcast, send me a message, hit me up. That's all I got, guys. Enjoy your week. Be safe out there. If you're turkey hunting, don't let some douchebag walk up on you and shoot you. Be smart about it. Have your head on a swivel out there. All right, guys. Take it easy.